This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital detox warriors. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of screens and reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, scrolling through life without truly experiencing it? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super powerful today. Cultivating self-awareness through mindfulness. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your digital whirlwind and tuning into the amazing human being you are. Because let's face it, in this fast-paced world, we can easily get swept up in constant notifications, endless feeds, and that pressure to be always on. It's easy to lose touch with ourselves, our needs, and what truly matters. Mindfulness is like a GPS for your soul, helping you navigate through all that noise and reconnect with your inner compass. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get real about cultivating self-awareness through mindfulness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you along the way. 1. Mindfulness isn't just meditation. I know, meditation can seem intimidating. It's not about chanting in a dimly lit room unless that's your jam. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings as they arise, like clouds passing by, and letting them go without getting swept away. 2. Start small. You don't need to become a Zen master overnight. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Try focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Feel the rise and fall of your chest. It's amazing how grounding that simple act can be. 3. Be present in everyday activities. You don't have to sit cross-legged chanting om to practice mindfulness. You can bring it into your everyday life. Take a mindful shower, truly savoring the warmth of the water and the feeling of each drop on your skin. Really taste your food instead of mindlessly shoveling it down. Listen to the sounds around you, the birds chirping, the leaves rustling, and appreciate the beauty of the moment. 4. Observe your thoughts and feelings. Remember those clouds passing by. That's what your thoughts and feelings are like. They come and go, they're not necessarily true, and they don't define you. Acknowledge them without judgment and let them float away. This is a powerful way to break free from negative thought patterns and cultivate inner peace. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about being present, learning, and growing. You'll have good days and bad days, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. That's okay. Just keep coming back to the present moment, gently guiding your attention back when it wanders. Think about that time you were completely engrossed in a book, you lost track of time, everything else faded away, and you were fully immersed in another world. That's mindfulness in action. It's like taking yourself on an adventure inside your own mind, exploring the depths of your thoughts and feelings with curiosity and compassion. Now, let's talk about a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to others, feeling envious or maybe even inadequate. That little voice in your head starts whispering doubts and insecurities. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause. Take a deep breath. You remind yourself that social media often portrays an idealized version of reality. You acknowledge the feelings of envy without judgment, and then gently shift your attention to something positive, maybe a beautiful sunset outside your window, a heartfelt message from a friend, or simply the warmth of the sun on your skin. Remember, cultivating self-awareness through mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It's about being kind to yourself, learning to navigate the ups and downs with grace, and ultimately discovering the incredible strength and wisdom within you. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? What small step can you take to bring more mindfulness into your life? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Let's make it a mindful one. See you next time, Digital Detox Warriors.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.